You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci on Radio Row, Super Bowl 48 in New York. Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are very pleased to be joined right here on Radio Row by Josh Gordon, wide receiver for the Browns. Josh, welcome to the show, first of all.
Glad. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and secondly, tell us about what you're doing here at the Super Bowl and kind of touring around. I know on Radio Row you're doing a lot of interviews and such, but give me a sense of what life's been like for you in New York these last few days.
It's been real fun. You know, I've been trying to take time and have fun with the little things, you know, just riding around, enjoying the scenery, things like that, enjoying the people, the hustle and bustle in New York. It's really been fun. But just being here, I wish I was playing in the Super Bowl, that's for sure. But, no, the experience
we
is great.
We do, too.
Yeah.
With the Browns.
You know? Yeah, exactly. But the experience is great out here. There's nothing like this.
Josh, it is long overdue to have you on Browns Daily, by the way. This is fantastic for me. Been one of your biggest fans all season, and glad to see you come through, lead the NFL in receiving, go to Hawaii, have the great game in the Pro Bowl. We'll talk about that in a second. But how has everything changed for you in 1 year, coming off your rookie year, now being the leading receiver and amongst the most feared receivers, even Richard Sherman, who doesn't throw props around lightly, giving you a lot of props this week? How has your life changed over the last 12 months?
It's been a roller coaster ride, man. It's been great. Honestly, I've been blessed by all of it. But you know, it's been an experience, and I'm not taking any of it for granted. And I'm loving every opportunity I'm getting. And you know, I just really think it's just hard work paying off. And hopefully, if I continue to work the same way or even work harder, then you know, hopefully more will come with that.
Josh, the Pro Bowl experience and being recognized among the best in the league and having that opportunity, what was that like for you to have the interaction with other players recognizing you as one of the best at your position?
You know, I was really starstruck when I first got out there. I'm like, I got Drew Brees on my team. You know, I'm playing with Larry Fitzgerald. It was amazing. You know, the guys out there, star-studded event. My team was great, too. But,
yeah.
You know, the experience in itself, I was like, this is what you dream of as a football player, as a young kid. You're like, maybe if I can go to a Pro Bowl and I can go to the Super Bowl, two things you always want to do. And to have that knocked off my list so early, it's been, you know, that was an unreal experience for me.
Josh, talk about your experience getting to work with Jerry Rice, the greatest of all time. And I don't know, I'm sure you're in New York this week, but if you get a chance, they just did a football life on him and the work ethic that he had to truly be the greatest. Did he talk about that at all with you?
Oh, no, he definitely did. We had some downtime, one-on-one time away from the cameras and everything. We talked, definitely had to pick his brain. You know, but he coached me up on the field a little bit, gave me some tips, and invited me out to Minnesota to work out with him and Mike Irvin and Larry at Larry's camp out there. And
awesome.
I think we're going to have a great time with him. I mean, he's a great guy.
Josh Gordon, wide receiver for the Browns, is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Radio Row at Super Bowl 48 in New York. So, Josh, the Browns have a new coach now, Mike Pettine. I know you haven't had a chance to meet with him. You've been traveling quite a bit. You're going to have that chance, I'm sure, soon. But a lot's changed when this whole thing began for you, year two began for you. Rob Chudzinski, the head coach, North Turner, the offensive coordinator, Scott Turner, your wide receivers coach, that whole crew now gone, and you got to start over with new folks. We don't know who those guys are quite yet either. So for you as a player, how do you wrap your mind around that, kind of starting over with new people?
You know, it's very tough to deal with. You grow relationships with those guys. You become friends with the guys. You know, invited to their house, met their wives, their family, things like that. You know, so to have that aspect play into it, you know, is devastating, especially a Hall of Fame coach, legendary coach like Norv Turner, you know, is really a big reason for the whole season that I had. You know, most of the credit goes to him in the offensive play calling, but you know, to lose those guys, it definitely hurt us. But, you know, another different coaching situation is hard to really get going and you know, instill a lot of trust into who's ever running the team because you're not really sure. This is 3 years, three coaches for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not really sure exactly what to expect or how to approach my coaches. But I know from a business standpoint, I really look at it as business-minded, and that's just the art of it. And we're just going to have to go to work.
And one of the things for a player of your talent is the ability to kind of rise above those kind of things. We've seen Calvin Johnson deal with it in Detroit as well. And you know, when you think about moving forward, Nick, again, with a new system, et cetera, does that make you want to kind of even hone your craft more because you know you might not necessarily be put in the same positions that Norv put you in all of last year?
Right, it definitely does. It makes you want to zero in just the things on your game, the minute details that you think were a little too loose or too sloppy that you should have tightened up. And that's really what I'm going to work on this offseason. And I'm going to definitely try to come back the best wide receiver in the NFL, hands down. And I'm definitely going to work myself as hard as possible to get there. So regardless of the coaching situation, like you said, I know I can at least – I can count on myself to – you know, to be there, make a play, regardless of what the offense is.
And Josh, you talked about going to Minnesota with Larry Fitzgerald, Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, and I know when Michael Irvin came to Cleveland in the middle of the season, he reached out to you, and I know you guys have developed a bond from talking to the playmaker. Talk a little bit about your relationship with the playmaker.
Oh, man, it's been great, man. He's a great guy. You know, he makes me laugh all the time, man. But he's so motivational. He's so heartfelt about everything he does. He's emotional towards the game, you know, and he's really instilling that into me, you know, to learn that love for the game deeper than just the surface level and the business side of it, because that'll take you a lot further than where you want to go from the standpoints of production and just how to be great. I'm really learning from him.
You know, your career, and your, especially this season, so defining for you, not only the great things that you accomplished, but what I believe you overcame too. And we talked a lot about this, you and I, about the whole trade deadline thing and the concern and uncertainty that you had about that. And then feeling, I think, settled down afterward, like, hey, you know, I'm part of this team and they want me here and I want to be here and I want to be the best. And you cashed in on that. You actually said you said it and then you did it. My question is, as we go forward now and we know all this change is coming here, what is the next step for Josh Gordon? What do you see for yourself, regardless of who your OC is, whatever system it is? You're on the Cleveland Browns, and you know what you are as a player. What's the next level for you?
The next level for me, I feel as though it's going to be more group-oriented, and it's going to have to go with the other, you know, 21 guys on the team that's out there that's starting. And we're trying to go to the playoffs, you know, have a playoff run, and I definitely want to be the guy that leads our team and definitely help make the big plays to get us over those wins and those close games, close losses that we had to actually get it done this time. So it'll make a huge difference from a 4-12 season to a 10-6 season, you know, just the little subtleties of the game. And if I can, you know, just become a little bit more of a leader this year, you know, and I think guys have a lot more respect for me in the locker room and can look towards me, and I just want to be that guy guys can count on.
I love that. And then we got to ask this question, because I'm sure every Browns fan in the world who watched the Pro Bowl had a minor heart attack when T.J. Ward went low on you and flipped you in the air. What did you say to him? Where do things stand with T.J. Ward?
Oh,
maybe
man.
Maybe got the sun got in his eyes or something. I don't know.
Oh, no, he had a dark visor on. He knows what happened. No. It was crazy. I talked to him after the game, and my teammates were outraged. Like, you should have heard LeSean McCoy. He was like, what? You know, what was that? Like, what's going on? You know, they thought he was mad at me or something. We had an argument or something, but no. I mean, TJ's a great guy. He's just so physical. That's just how he plays, you know. So he wants to – it's his first Pro Bowl. He wanted to go out there and display it. The fact that it happened to be on me, you know, I got the short end of the stick on that one. That's for sure. You know, that's unfortunate. But, you know, that's just TJ playing, you know, playing the way TJ plays, and that's great. But I commend him on, you know, great hit, wrong guy. But,
right.
You know.
Never again.
Great hit,
right.
Wrong guy. And then you can retaliate by maybe taking a couple to, you know, to the house against him, right, in deep coverage?
Yeah, I definitely will at practice. I'm going to torch him at practice.
All right. Hey, Josh, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time with us, and let's do this more often on the show,
definitely,
man.
Definitely. Just invite me out. Glad to be here.
He is Josh Gordon, wide receiver extraordinaire for the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from Radio Row, Super Bowl 48, Midtown Manhattan. Much more is coming up on CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.